Say, Ed, I got an idea. Listen, it's a couple of days yet before the show comes off. Maybe we can get somebody else to take the part of the hermit.
Well, what in tarnation is a hermit, anyhow?
Say, you don't know nothing, do you? Why, a hermit is, he's sort of, that he's like, shakes it. I'll get the dictionary over there and look at them. I'll look it up for you.
You don't need to get to dad darn persnickety about it. Mm-hmm. I'm getting the dictionary, ain't I?
It's getting things like you get everything else. Slow poke, slow poke.
All right, here you be, and quit your crabbing.
You know, let's see here. Hermit. It starts with an H. H-A-H. Yes, here it is, right here.
And what you say a hermit is?
Just what I told you. Says, hermit. Any of numerous decapod, crushed ACNs, other families, pararidae and pararidae.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes.
Well, you suppose we can get one to act in the show?
Oh, I reckon we ought to be able to. Says here that they're numerous. Says any of numerous decapod, crushed ACNs.
Yeah, but what's a decapod cross, one of them things?
Maybe I'd better look that up, too. Say, take a piece of wrapping paper and write this down so as we won't forget it. Let's see, I want letter D.
Now, go ahead.
Keep your shirt on now, will you? I'm finding it. Let's see, D, C. Oh, here it is. Decapod. Oh, says it means having 10 feet. Put that down. Now, what is that other word? Oh, yes, him. Did you get the 10 feet?
10 feet of what?
10 feet of nothing. Just the words. Write them down. That's what decapod is.
Decapod, 10 feet of nothing.
Oh, I think 10 feet of nothing.
You just said it was.
I didn't know such thing. Just put down 10 feet, that's all.
We should make up your mind what you want.
Well, I know exactly what I want. Let's see. There, turn right to it. Crustacean, a crab. Write it down. Got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Now then, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run an ad in the Gazette and advertise for somebody to take that part. We'll show this Mr. Duke if he's so darn smart. Just turn the paper over and we'll write the ad right now.
Yeah, just a second here. All right,
now. Help wanted. A fella to take the part of a 10-foot crab. Apply to Zeb Winterbottom.
Well, ain't you leaving out something?
How do you mean?
Said something in the dictionary about a family, didn't it?
See, I guess it did it fast. Wait a second. Yes, you're right. Says your crustaceans are the family's pararidae.
Must be Italian.
Yes. Wait a second. Don't put it down. Now, we won't say nothing about the family. Or they would all be wanting passes to the show. Now, you just take that ad over to the Gazette and tell the editor to put it in right away.
Well, why don't you take it over?
Because I got other things to do, that's why. I got to fix up that contract for Mrs. L. Now, go on, get going.
Well, why don't you telephone it over to the Gazette? A lot quicker.
Yes, we might do that at that. You call the editor up, then.
I'd like to, but I don't quite recollect his number.
Oh, land of Goshen, you can't do nothing. Get out of my way. I'll pull him to sit. Hello? Yes, I went to Quan Center 333. Yes, sir. Oh, say, hand me the... Hello? Gazette? Say, I want to put an ad in the paper. Yes. Well, just a second. Everybody, read that ad to me.
Help.
Help? Go ahead. Keep reading it.
Help.
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 What? No, nothing's happening to us. Just a second. How many helps you got there, anyhow?
Just one, but you told me to keep reading it.
Hello? Yes, just a second. Yes, read me just what's on the paper now. Everything that's on the paper, and keep going.
And wanted.
Hello? The first word is wanted. Yes, wanted.
Feller to take apart a 10-foot crab.
Feller to take apart 10-foot crab. Wait.
Apples to Zeb Winterbottom.
Oh, it ain't apples. It ain't apples. No, I wasn't talking to you. Hello? Yes, the first word is wanted. Read what's on the paper. Yes, wanted.
10 feet of nothing.
Oh, wait, that's wrong. You're reading off the wrong side of the paper, Eb. Hello? Yes, but I tell you that's wrong. You see, it's my partner. He's on the wrong side.
How's that?
Turn over. You're on the wrong side. Hello? Wait. Consigned during your own hide for 2 cents.
Well, keep your damn dirty shirt on. Here comes someone. It might be
good morning, Mr.
Winterbottom.
Good morning,
Professor. Well, Mr. Winterbottom, I'm afraid I have a little bad news for you. It seems as if our good friend, Mr. Duke, has folded his tent like the Arabs and silently stole away.
Yeah, from the looks of that feller, he'd steal anything.
No, I mean he has departed.
Yes, we knew about that yesterday, Professor. We sort of figured on getting someone to take his place.
An excellent idea.
Yes.
You know, I've been thinking along similar lines myself, and I fancy I have just the man for you.
Yeah, well...
Yes, he's a friend of mine who's been doing quite a bit of little theater work. In fact, I've taken the liberty of sending him a manuscript of the part. I should be hearing from him this evening or early tomorrow morning.
Well, is he a pretty fair actor, Professor?
Oh, a splendid actor. He was a year in Grand Hotel.
Kind of expensive place to live, ain't it?
Oh, I don't mean he lived in Grand Hotel.
No, don't be a darn fool, Ed. Of course he didn't live in Grand Hotel.
No, of course not. Pete.
No, he just worked there.
No. Grand Hotel isn't really a hotel, you know.
Now, who's a dad darn fool? It ain't a hotel at all.
Well, then, what is it?
Just a boarding house.
Yes, that's it. Just a... No. It's a play. A play.
Oh.
And my friend had a role in it. He also had a role in Green Pastures.
Well, what is he, a horse?
Don't be absurd. Green Pastures is the name of another play.
Yes, yeah, but if you just keep your dumb fool trap shut, you won't be showing off your ignorance to prominence.
But for the past several months, he's been interested in the revival of Goethe's Faust.
You don't tell me. So they're having a revival especially for her, huh?
Well, I'm afraid I don't understand, Mr. Winterbottom. A revival especially for whom?
Goethe Faust.
Faust is also the name of a play, a very famous play by the German author Goethe. It's also the name of the principal character. You see, Faust is an old philosopher.
Mm.
He has spent his life in meditation and has taken all the various scientific subjects of his day. Astrology, alchemy, medicine.
Well, I hope he's feeling better now.
Oh, but
he ain't. Send him in for a bottle of old Doc Simmer's syrup cinnamon. That'll fix him right
up.
Oh, but Faust is dead.
Is that so? Well, now, shakes your eye, Professor Ed. I didn't know he was even sick. Well, that's too bad. He's not a relative of yours, was he, by any chance?
Oh, no. He really didn't exist at all. This is simply a story.
Oh, just a story.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Now, as I was saying, he had everything. Everything but one thing. What? Youth. So, to gain that, he sold his soul to Mephistopheles, and...
Who'd you say was full of fleas?
No, I
this
didn't...
This feller Faust, Ed, can't you hear?
No. He didn't have fleas.
He just said he did. Well,
yes, Professor, you said he had everything, so he must have had fleas.
No. I said Mephistopheles. That was the name of the spirit of evil whom Faust conjured up. In other words, he raised the devil and...
on account of the fleas.
Oh, I say now, will you kindly forget the fleas for a moment and allow me to go on with the story?
It's pretty hard to forget fleas when they get on you now. Remember that, too.
Yeah, they're tootin'. If you have some of these we got here biting, you wouldn't forget them.
Now, listen, let the professor tell the story, will you? Let your trap shut.
Forget
them.
Your own dad darn trap shut.
Now, gentlemen. Now, listen. He conjured up Satan and sold his soul to him in exchange for youth.
He did, huh?
Yes. Then he went to Margaret's home to press his suit.
Well, didn't he have no iron at home?
I mean he was in love with her. At Margaret's home, he encountered her brother and killed him in a duel. The devil then takes Faust and Margaret is thrown into prison where she expires. And do you know why she expired there?
Well, I suppose because it was a warm day.
I think I'll be going. Good morning.
Yes, indeed. He must have just thought something he forgot, huh? Say, what do you think of that story, anyhow?
Not a dad darn foolishness, if you ask me.
How do you mean?
All that trouble and a dime's worth of flea powder would have fixed it.